The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi Chavra. Let's talk about something very, very practical. There's so many things to discuss, but let's talk about something very practical that many have heard from different Rabbanim. I spoke about this on Shabbos, that we have ancient eitzes of what we can do on a very practical level. What Hashem Baruch wants us to think about and work on when there is such a thing that's taking place, a dever, a magefa, some sort of a plague, when there's lo aleinu, an illness like this that is spreading throughout the world. So I mentioned the Meir Brachas, the 100 Brachas. So I want to talk about that for 5 minutes, the 100 Brachas, because it's very much nogea, not only to the time that we're in as far as what we're going through, but in the parasha as well, in Pekudei, where there we're told that the part of the Mishkan that held the entire structure up are called Adnei HaKodesh, the holy sockets. Ma'as Adonim l'ma'as HaKika, Kika lo'odan. 100 sockets. Ma'as Adonim. These Adnei HaKodesh, these holy sockets, were holding up the entire structure. And not only that, but it's brought down that the Beis HaMikdash was 100 Amos high, and the 100 Amos correspond to the Meir Brachas, to the 100 Brachas that we are supposed to say every single day. So what this is telling us is that when we're going through a Hester Panim, and Hashem's face is hidden from us, in particular under these circumstances that we're in right now, and Hashem's face is hidden, that the Meir Brachas were given to us, I'll explain how in a moment, the Meir Brachas were given to us, the 100 Brachas a day were given to us as a way to create a socket, a foundation upon which the Shekhinah can return, the light of Hashem can return. And when the light of the Shekhinah returns, then the darkness of the Mashchis, of that destructive agent of the sickness, is forced to retreat, disappears. Now the Gemara is in Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Well, there we're taught that Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer Chayv Adam Levarach Meir Brachas B'chol Yayin. That a person is chayv to say 100 brachas every day. And it's learned out from the pasuk in Devarim, Va'ati Yisrael Ma Hashem Lokecha Shoel Mi'imach. What does Hashem ask of you? And Rashi brings down that we read this, so to speak, it's hinted here, Ma Hashem Lokecha. What is Hashem asking from each one of us? Ma is Meya. Meya is 100. 100. And Tosfos also explains over there that there are 100 letters in the pasuk together with the Aleph. We're not going into that right now. And these Meya brachas, these 100 brachas, were instituted by David HaMelech. The Tur brings this down in Or Chaim Siman Mem Bav, that Veheshev Rabnat Renoi Reish Mesivta the Mosa Mechasi, the David HaMelech Ol Vasham Tiken Meir Brachas. The David HaMelech was Mesakein, established, decreed, that we should say, minimally 100 Brachas a day. The Chesiv, as it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis about David, Hukam Ol. Hukam Ol means, as Rashi explains there, that Hashem established the Malchus of David HaMelech to be the king of the Jewish people. And in the word Ayin Lamed, those two letters equal 100. And Chazal learned from here also a remez that there are 100 brachas that were instituted by David HaMelech. Now, why did he do this? So there was a maisa that happened. And the Torah brings down that every day, there was a period that every day there were 100 Jews that were dying. And they didn't know why they were dying until they were able to figure out with Ruach HaKodesh, David HaMelech was able to figure out with Ruach HaKodesh and his Bezdin what it was about. And he was Mesakin, they were Mesakin to say 100 brachas a day to counteract that pestilence, that magefa that was taking away Jewish lives. And the Tanchuma brings this down as well in Parshas Korach, the Nu'um HaGever Hukam Ol, that Ol is the Gematria 100, and these are the 100 brachas, to repair that situation where there was a pestilence, where there was a magefa, where there was a magefa. The Bach in Simen Mem Vav tells us that this takana of David HaMelech was not only for that time, but it's for all future generations. Whenever there would be a sakana such as this, where there would be especially an unexplained, mysterious magefa that is hurting and killing Jews as well as others, that in every generation we would have this key to unleashing the shefa, the bracha of Hashem, to allow the Shechina, kivyachol, to reappear in our lives. And in doing so, with that Shechina reappearing, so then we're able to see the disappearance of the Malach HaMavis. And this is brought down by many Rishonim, the Sefer Kan, the Shibalei Leket, and others, and the Shari Ayur brings this down. And we need to understand that the meaning of this is, and I'll talk about this much more as we go along in future little talks, that bitachon, trusting Hashem, means living with a feeling of vani tamid imach, that Hashem is always with us. Like David HaMelech said, gam ke'elo b'getz hamavis, lo yorah, I'm not afraid. I am not afraid. Why? Because you are always with me. There's nothing in our lives that gives us that reassurance, that security of Hashem's presence every moment that He's walking with us in life, as saying our brachas, being careful with our brachas. Therefore, I urge each and every one of you and myself, all of us, to take this time to pay attention to our brachas, the bracha rishona, the bracha achrona, asher yotzer, birchas hamitzvah, to be very, very vigilant with our brachas, and in that schus will be zeichem Mr. Hashem, to create each one of us 100+ sockets to draw the Shechina back into the world. So we should be zeicher for the removal of this mashchis and for the light of the Shechina and for the glory of Amitis that surely is going to follow this insanity. All my love to everyone.